I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
All right, Sophie, are you ready?
Yeah.
It's here.
Uh-huh.
It's the day after the eclipse. We did it. So let's do it. Let's make funny eclipse jokes. Eclipse baby jokes for our baby podcast.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. You've been thinking about this for the last like 24 hours, right?
It's not happening again for like 40 years or something.
And we have to
do it now. We're not going to have another opportunity to do
the
iron's
already cooling. It's the day after. People are already forgetting they even saw an eclipse. It's right. 24 hours later.
Yep.
People You're are right. like,
okay,
eh.
let's, we got to do it. Yeah. All right. The moon is like a diaper
covering the sun. No, that's I no, don't want that one.
That's not a good one.
Okay, it's like a new day after the eclipse to be baby.
Big diaper Friday, more like big diaper moon day.
I don't got anything. Hold on, are eclipses not baby? Is there not a way to make an eclipse baby?
There has to be. No, Chloe, our entire show is built on the premise.
But like anything. Everything
can be baby. If you want it bad enough, anything can be baby.
But how do you make the eclipse baby?
Finally, after 7 long years, the mommy sun is back. To change her.
That's not it!
Moons.
Sophie, that's not anything! Diaper. That's nothing! I don't know what we're gonna do!
No, we can do this, Chloe. We can do this. I believe in us.
I don't know.
Okay, I got it.
Anything.
I got it.
I'll take anything.
I got it. Caregivers around the globe are rejoicing because. Guess what's coming, kids? Early bedtime. finally, the sun and the moon have agreed that littles need a nap in the middle of the day. Finally.
All right.
It has happened.
You know what?
The astrological bodies have finally spoken, and they say it's nap time. Sure, you only have to do one every, like, 40 years, but you know what? Today is nap time.
All right. The eclipse has spoken. All littles, nap time has been decreed.
Man.
Okay, we got there.
Oh, I think we did it.
All right, man. We don't have to do this for another 40 years. Let's. What will the show will clearly still be going in 40 years? Let's think in the meantime, in between these two eclipses. Like ellipses.
Eclipses.
Yeah.
That's the plural of eclipse. Eclipses.
Could we get a special font where your ellipses were all eclipses? Like little, like, you know what I mean? Like
it's like a little circle, but then you got like the little circle over
the Pac-Man moons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those are cute. Yeah. That's a really cute font idea.
Yeah. Pac-Man suns?
Eclipses. Yeah. Anyway,
why can we make that joke?
Welcome to the usual bet, an 18-month play discussion podcast. Every week we make a bet the loser is in diapers for the next episode. I am the baby sister and counter extraordinaire, Sophie Elizabeth.
You're so shocked. You're so shocked.
I'm blown away.
Me too.
Anyway, who are you?
I'm the big sister and surprised Pikachu bet winner, Chloe Elizabeth. I didn't think.
By one. You won by one vote.
I didn't think I'd win.
I didn't think you'd win.
A quick reminder, people on our show said, I don't want to turn into an actual baby. I don't want to go back to
when I was... I don't want to be a 5-year-old. I want to be a 12-year-old.
That's... Who maybe dresses like a baby sometimes, but there's no minor in kinks, so I won't talk about that. But, like, I'm shook. I'm shocked.
I thought I knew our audience. Maybe our show isn't actually as tailored to people as we think it is.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe instead of being so little focused, maybe we should just switch over to a middle focus.
It's the usual bout where every week we wear diapers and talk about middle things?
Yeah.
Like,
well, like, it's small, too small, large, too large, medium, perfect size.
The
when my two friends are fighting, the thing that I like most is getting in the middle of it.
The show's main principle is Goldilocks. It has to have a certain Goldilocks quality to be good for the middle bet.
Goldilocks is such a good way to put it.
I have a quick
now aside. I'm imagining every single middle I know going around being like, this diaper is too baby. These undies are too grown up. But this diaper is just right.
I have an aside.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think this cat is being picked up by the audio? She's purring so loudly.
I think that if she's being picked up by the audio, it's only a boon to our show.
She's so pleased to be here recording The Usual Bet with us. Oh, we've a special guest star this week on The Usual Bet. We forgot to mention almost. It's Lily the Cat.
Yep, Lily the Cat is here. She's here to enjoy the show with us. She has a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
So, Lily, can you tell us how you feel about diapers?
That's positive if I've ever heard. Yeah.
Fascinating. Thank you so much.
We
really appreciate your insight.
Thank you.
We have a lot of cat girls who listen to our show, so it's good to know what the cats think.
The cat community. Okay, do you have bits?
Yes, actually,
I really thought the solar eclipse thing would take us off, and we'd have like a lot of content.
It. Chloe, I think we nailed it.
You think we nailed it?
I think we nailed it.
I think that could have been like a 30 minute thing.
We nailed it. One and done. Got out of there. We knew when to quit.
All right.
Yes, I do have something that I want to say. I'm just gonna pass this over to you.
Okay.
And you're just gonna follow along as I say this thing about you, okay?
Okay.
All right. You lost control. You were busy having fun. You didn't notice your desperation. Your cheeks are burning with the shame of what you've done. You've ruined your whole reputation. You've wet yourself. Your life has gone off track. From that we know you can't come back.
Wait, what?
You're a little baby, a little diaper baby. You're a stuck-up prissy potty pants. You're a baby just like me.
Thanks, buttface.
Remove your shoes, choose booties, eschew all your chores and duties. You can find nirvana, cry for mama, and life will be carefree.
Is this supposed to make me feel better?
There was a time I thought I had to play alone. Even with my toys, I had my struggles. But now my mommy can ring yours up on the phone. We'll share the playpen and some naptime cuddles.
I wet myself and left puddles on the floor.
Well, that's what your diapers are for. Get out of those pants. We're both little babies. We're babies. It's okay to be a
dolled up toe suck and tie?
Baby, that's fine by me.
I'm a diaper cutie. Check out my padded booty. And when you're through, come check me too.
You're a baby just like me. I got a tendency for bratting.
I've got a tendency for chatting. Using words that you can't understand.
Go ahead, baby, use your words, come on.
I've got my goo goo gaga's down pat.
I got a tongue for verbal combat. Now I'm on my mommy's lap.
I'm trapped and I'm a spectacle to stare at.
You're a little baby.
A baby, but just maybe if we can play together, there's no need to disagree. It's time to lose your adulthood and do what makes you feel good, baby. Acquiesce and just confess.
A baby just like me.
Good job. I'm glad you're finally willing to admit it, Chloe. Even though you're not the baby sister this week. I'm really proud of you for getting to this point.
Is this just what you do in your free time now? Like, has this taken over your free time?
Yeah, it
has. I most people haven't even watched Has Been Hotel, I think. Do you know that? I think people are going to be like, what was that?
People are going to hear the song, love it so much, and they're going to go watch the show.
I recommend it. I don't think it's a baby show.
No, it's not.
But it's a good show.
Yeah.
I think I did pretty good there
you
for
did.
My,
good
my limited
job.
Parts.
Thank you.
I'm not a singer by trade, as people know.
When I wrote it, I was like, okay, I'm going to write, like, the main part as
yeah.
me, kind of like
really?
Bratty, kind of like sassy, you know, kind of like, you know,
yeah.
and then have the other one be like super baby, like you are.
Yeah, me, super baby.
Yeah, exactly. So then, like, that's how the differences between the two characters. It's like, oh, one of them is
yep,
pretty bratty
yep,
and
okay.
the other one's pretty baby.
Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was good. I think we did a good job.
Also, super not in my register, so I'm really
no,
glad that I did a good
no,
job
it's
there.
Not. are you releasing an album at this point? You've made so many baby parodies.
No.
You have to.
We'll see.
I'll make a usual bet on if the people demand it. You know they will.
You will win that.
I know I will.
I know you will.
So either make the bet or make the album, coward. Make the bet or make the album.
Anyway, so we got a question.
No, you can't just anyway
so
out
we,
of this.
We got a question on our Discord that I think that we should talk about.
Okay, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mabel asked us, so what do you do if someone picks up a whole case of diapers that you don't like the looks of, but they like the looks of?
Like,
What is your opinion on someone else choosing your diaper? Something that you aren't a fan of.
I am 80% against this.
I'm 80% for this.
What?
Yeah.
Usual bet.
Let's do it.
My mommy loves
yes.
to pick out my diapers.
Yep. Pick
and
out your clothes, pick
very
out your diapers.
Often,
yep.
And she picks out my clothes and diapers, and very often I go, no, I don't want to wear that one. And I kick up enough of a fuss that I switch which one I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Not always, but 80% of the time I go, no, I want to wear this diaper. I want to wear this one. And I want this clothes. I don't want to wear that.
I'm seeing a really easy Achilles heel for you here.
Uh-huh.
Where I can be like, all right, time to put you in this diaper. And you'll be like, no, I don't want that diaper. And be like, well, what diaper do you want? And you'd be like, I want that one. Be like, all right, then you can have that diaper.
It has happened before where I have been fighting and I'm like, I'm not a baby. Stomp, stomp, tantrum. And she brings out a diaper I do not want to wear. And I'm like, I don't want to wear that one. And I'm like, if anything, I want to wear that one. She's like, okay, we'll put you in that one then. And I'm like, wait, what? Hold on.
I fell into this trap.
I feel as though
I can't get up.
I feel as though there was a path I didn't take, but I don't know where it was. it's like one of those adventure books, and you're sure there was another path, but you don't know what page to go back to take it.
Alternatively, unless something is going to make me feel, like, really unflattering in it.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone was like, oh, I want you to wear these Depends.
I want you to wear these transparent diapers.
Maybe that one would be a line for me. But just because I don't like a diaper,
mm-hmm.
I'd still willingly accept, like, being put in that diaper if it was someone else's favorite.
Because do you like the idea of that? Like,
yeah, like, okay. It's a bit of a submissive thing because someone else is picking what I wear. And I think that that's a lot of, like, I don't know. I think that's fun from a submissive perspective, totally. Someone else getting to decide those small details for me, but also from a baby perspective. A baby doesn't get to pick what diaper that they wear.
You're so right about that. Like, listen, that 20% does exist, or I have leaned into it. I'm like, yes, no, I want you to pick for me. You're the mommy. I'm the baby. Blah, 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 blah.
And also, when someone else has an opinion about my diapers or about how baby I dress, yeah. I like to lean into that opinion because I feel like it gives more of a connection totally. With my littleness and with that person. So, for example, my mommy likes ABU kiddos, which aren't a thing anymore.
Like all good diapers, the diaper companies went, I think I won't accept your money, and I took them away, got rid of them.
Yeah. But, interestingly, I actually didn't really like kiddos.
Okay. Mommy just liked them.
I think that they're too thin. They're too tape diapers, which I dislike two tape diapers, mm-hmm. but my mommy calls me her little night owl, so they have owls on them. Motif. She likes blues and greens and teals, and they have those colors on them. So after her being like, oh yeah, I really like you in those diapers, I started wearing those diapers more, and then I'm like, well, now I like these because I know she likes
yeah,
these.
Yeah, that's so cute.
And it really...
Okay, that's really cute.
It feels like I'm building, like, a connection with my totally. Littleness.
And okay, like, and with your mommy. Like, yes, exactly. Of, like, this special... This is her diaper for you. This is now a special thing.
Yeah. So when it comes to other people's stuff, too, like Lyra's, for example.
Yeah.
I have a favorite diaper I like to see Lyra in.
Okay.
And I have, like, favorite outfits.
And like... You're like passing this on
and
to
I
her.
And I don't care that much about these things. Like if she wears one diaper versus another diaper, it really doesn't really matter mm-hmm. to me. Like, other than some diapers make her look a little sexier than other diapers, mm-hmm. I really don't care. If she wants to wear a certain diaper, it's irrelevant. But knowing that I have a favorite and that I force her into my favorite one, even though she likes the one that I pick, is nice because it's showing that validation of I have an interest in the thing mm-hmm. that you like. I care. Okay. Guys, there is a certain kindness to having opinions about stuff that someone else likes.
Totally.
If you care about that stuff, if you show an actual interest in it and you say, this is my favorite of these things,
People will be so like, pleased as punch.
It means so much to have that, not just validation of, yes, I'm okay with you liking baby stuff, but genuine interest in, yeah, not only do I like your baby stuff, but I want you in specifically this baby stuff.
Like, your mommy having a favorite diaper for you, that's so littling.
Yes. And not just little in a little way, but I think in a, like... It's a very validating thing for people who are insecure about anything. If someone is taking the time to show you something, if they're like, oh, I really want to show you this thing I wrote or this art I made, but I'm nervous, I'm embarrassed, this makes me insecure. You being like, wow, I really like this. Mm-hmm. That's something. But if you say, wow, I really like this. I like the way you did this. I like this part here. I like the way this interacts with this. And you take a genuine interest in it. It means so much more.
Yeah. It's what I do with your writing. Like, I have a favorite story of yours, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm always like, oh, this is my favorite part of it, blah, 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 this new story you're showing me. And it's really impactful for people.
Yeah.
So, that makes a lot of sense.
So, I do think that if you have a little and you don't have a favorite diaper for them to be in, mm-hmm. you should pick a favorite diaper. But, the question more so here is if your caregiver forces you into that situation or makes you wear
or
this thing
just play
that
partner.
Specifically you don't like.
Yeah.
Like, this is a diaper you are not into or something that you do not prefer.
I think the line we're towing here, in my opinion, is do you have enough anxiety that being in a diaper you don't like is too much for you?
So I have diapers that I straight up would not enjoy wearing. Yeah. I don't like how I look in them.
Yeah.
They make me uncomfortable in that realm. And those I wouldn't be okay with. But I think that's a smaller subset of all of the diapers that I've ever worn.
For sure.
And as proven with my mommy and other things in the past, not just diapers, but clothes and stuff, I like when someone has a preference, even if I don't like it, because I start associating it with them. I learn to like it for them.
That's fair.
And
okay.
And now, like, the kiddos are one of my favorite diapers, and I can't even get them anymore. But they're one of my favorites because I know how much she likes them.
Honestly, let me be real with you. Let me just uncork this really quick. This hidden secret of the usual bat. Are you ready? It's in the vault. I'm taking it out. I'm putting in the secret code. Rolling the little thing. Opening the vault door. Disarming the laser tripwire. Beep 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 beep. I'm feeding the laser shark.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
The reason I like Rebels so much is because people like that I like Rebels.
Yeah.
I look...
When you get an identity, you get something that makes you who you are. It's like, finally, I have this thing and I can associate to it and people can identify me with it.
Listen.
This is why identity is important.
It's...
Diapers are identity.
The diapers are identity.
The diapers that you like are your identity.
So, okay, listen. I wound up really liking how they fit on me. And then people are like, whoa, Chloe, that's so your thing. That's so your motif. That's awesome that you have this motif that's so yours. And this thing's such your identity. And everyone's like, this is Chloe's favorite. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I was so pleased to have a diaper that everyone went, no, that one's the Chloe diaper. That one specifically is the Chloe diaper. That one is for Chloe. And I've rolled with that really hard. It's not 100% that. It's why I'm not into the new Rebels. I don't really think they're the same or they fit the same. Honestly, maybe I should give them a second chance with all this talk. But, like, it's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's so much that your diaper says about you.
And
what does your diaper say about you?
It says a lot, actually. Yeah. Kimmy, what's your favorite diaper?
My favorite right now is probably the alpacas because they're ridiculously thin.
That says a lot about you, Kimmy.
That says a lot about you.
Yeah.
Now, Kimmy.
It says... Okay, so different diapers mean different things about you. Liking alpacas means that you're like a super, super baby. You like the thickest, most waddly diapers. You want all that floof between your legs.
You don't even want
to be able to walk.
Kimmy?
That's true.
What we're talking about specifically, we're not just saying what diapers say about you. What we're saying is other people giving you associations with these diapers, someone making you wear a specific kind of diaper, what that, like, means and how you build associations there and start to love something because of other people rather than yourself.
So, hold on. Before biasing you, assuming that Joe said, this is my favorite diaper on you.
Yeah.
And made you wear it, even if it's a diaper you don't like.
So,
what is your opinion?
It depends on to what degree I do not like it.
Yeah, same.
We're not talking hate.
If Joe's like, here's skimpy diaper. No.
Wait, hold on. Would you?
No.
Would you say no?
Hold it.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it once.
But
what if Joe was really into it and really liked it? And
what if Joe's like, man, you look so hot in your skimpy diaper? Oh, I love seeing you in your skimpy diaper. It's so anathema. It just makes me look at you and I'm thinking, wow, she really can't take care of herself. Can't even put herself in a real diaper.
Okay. What? that would just be, this diaper is for sex.
Yeah. But you would wear it.
I would.
And I assume you'd start to build up a small association with that and go, you know what? I like that Joe likes me in this. I like that he has a preference.
No, I'm immune to classical conditioning.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you are. Of all people.
But people like when other people have a preference about them is what we've been saying. Like,
I do.
It starts to mean a lot. It's like Sophie didn't like kiddos, but her mommy loves her in kiddos. And now Sophie likes kiddos for that, even though they've been put in the ABDL graveyard.
Joe has no preferences for me whatsoever.
I bet that's not true.
It's whatever I want, whenever I want.
I bet that's not true. I bet he capitulates.
Usual bet.
No, I bet he capitulates, but I bet he has preferences.
I know, because I ask him all the time, what's your preference?
Maybe he's
what
too
do you want?
Nervous to share.
No, he's subby.
I think
submissive. Okay, spoiler, everyone. Submissive people do have preferences. I know you think they don't. I know we tell you that we don't, but we do. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody.
There are preferences,
but we have preferences.
I'm loud about my preferences. I'm submissive as fuck.
You're not really that submissive.
You hate submitting.
You're a bottom.
But okay. You don't want
but
to submit.
I don't think you're submissive.
No, I'm submissive. You can't someone, invalidate my someone, subbiness. I'm a brat.
You just declared Joe's a sub. You've invalidated his switchiness, Kimmy. Your contradictions all day today.
That's a running gag.
Okay, bad girl.
What?
You get on out of here.
You never invite me on the show anymore. I gotta interrupt every time. You don't even ask me if I want to be on anymore.
You're at work right now.
So what?
Go to your work. Listen, next week we will record at a time that is not in the beginning of your work day. Next week there won't be an eclipse.
Next week I'm on the show.
Next week you're on the show.
Next week I'm on the show. Chloe just promised.
Barring unforeseen circumstances, next week you're on the show.
Next week I'm on the show.
Barring unforeseen circumstances.
Chloe just promised.
Barring unforeseen circumstances. Little Rider.
Okay.
Asterisk is very small.
Bye.
Spot. Love you, Kimmy. Bye.
Love you.
I love you too.
Okay, back on track.
Yeah.
Despite the importance of preferences.
Yeah.
You still don't want...
No, you're right. I'm struggling to make a bet here because I'm coming around to your side of things here. I think what you're saying...
No, I think that this is the thing. At the end of the day, even though you love that your mommy has preferences...
Oh, you know what?
You are a spoiled girl.
Even though
you want her to have preferences, but you don't want her to get her preferences.
Even though I love that the fan base has preferences and prefers and likes that I like this Rear's Rebel diaper, I'm too spoiled to try the new one.
Yes, exactly.
I'm too spoiled to capitulate. I don't wanna give in. I'm pulling a Kimmy here. Okay, you know what? Yeah, okay. I'll still make the bet on these grounds of like I like that their people have preferences. I like the preferences and the favorite diapers of others. But I want what I want.
Yeah. And I want what you want.
That's so cute. Okay, usual bet?
Yeah, usual
this
bet.
This is fun. Okay. Is that episode? Is that short episode?
I think it's really interesting that you are a little more bratty than me.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I can be more bratty in behavior, but ultimately at the end of the day, what I want is to get what I want.
What you want is to be good girl. You're good girl coded. You're fussy girl coded, but you're good girl coded.
Aw, thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Episode, short episode?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I want Lily's opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think what do you think when someone puts you in a diaper that you didn't choose? Do you like that?
It seems she doesn't wear diapers. She's a cat.
I know. You're kind of weird sometimes, Lily.
You kind of stand out in our household.
Yeah, you're kind of a weird one. You're a little odd duck there. She's not wearing so diapers in this house. Ugh.
Okay, episode.
Okay.
Short episode.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our show. We hope it was fun.
You're getting distracted by Lily.
I'm just so cute. Look how cute she is.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Usual Bet.
Do you want to get a picture of Lily with me in my diapers?
Does Lily want this?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. Let me get my diaper visible. This is the real
Oh, she's falling.
This is the real This is the real gateway to good content, Chloe. It's two cute things in
one pick.
Yeah.
Kitties, okay. Kitties and crinkles.
Kitties and crinkles. Okay, ready?
Hi.
Say hi.
She is completely eclipsing the padding. It's because she's so round.
Here you go.
Okay, I got some pictures. I did it.
You got hair all over my blanket.
What blanket?
It's everywhere.
Which blanket, Sophie?
My coma inducer. She got her hairs all over. Got your furs all over my blankie. What are you doing, girl?
Okay, now we have to end the episode. You must stop fawning over the cat and end the episode.
Subscribe to star.adult/social.
But that's, you can't just go into that.
If you want to vote on the bat,
yeah,
and get exclusive mini episodes, then you can do so at subscribestar.adult/social.
There you go.
Thank you, Mimi, for help with our theme song. Thank you, Juice, for a wonderful cover. You can find him at subscribestar.adult/juiceboxart. Thank you. See you soon, Kimmy. Next episode.
See you soon, Kimmy, barring unforeseen circumstances.
Next time on The Usual Bet, Kimmy makes an appearance.
A challenger approaches.
You can find her at bby-kimmy.tumblr.com. And thank you, Lily, for being on the show.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you. You're such a good little girl today. You're a good little girl, even though you don't want to talk about like the rest of us. You're such a cute girl, though.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.